The act would ban discrimination by employers based on sexual orientation or gender identity. It passed the House when it was controlled by the Democrats back in 2007, but it stalled under the threat of a filibuster in the Senate. With more votes shifting this week, it may be just one vote, Portman's, shy of having the 60 votes it needs to break a filibuster. In a conference call with Ohio reporters, Portman says he's working to strengthen the bill's balance.
I think people should be judged on their job performance and on the merits, not by what their sexual orientation is. So that's what I'm working on, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get there. The legislation, as you know, does have language with regard to religious freedom that I would like to improve, because I also believe, as a matter of principle, that people should be able to allow their religious beliefs, if they are a Catholic hospital, certainly a Catholic school, or another religious entity, to be able to have their religious freedoms protected.
Portman refused to be specific, however, on what those improvements may be. The bill already exempts churches and missions. Earlier this year, Portman acknowledged that his oldest son is gay, and Portman reversed his position on legalizing gay marriage. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.